Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Tesim Meseches Nedarim. It is the 1082nd daf in Shas. We are going to begin the new perek, Perek Hanoider Min HaMavushal. As the words connotate, our perek is going to focus a lot, and it makes it one of the more difficult prakim in Meseches Nedarim, about making a neder on food items, particularly as the perek begins, cooked items. So many issues that come up in the halachos of food items. Hilchos Kashrus, there's a famous Ran about Dover Sheish L'Matirim on Daf Nun Beis. Quite a few interesting halachos that come up in Hilchos Kashrus come up in this sixth perek in Nedarim. Our daf is going to discuss what is included in a cooked item and not when a person makes a neder min hamavushal. What about maisa kedera? There was another type of food called a maisa kedera, that which is made in a pot particularly, and what is included in that category. The Gemara will bring up some halachos of tzli in the particular context of Karban Pesach as well. And then the Gemara will discuss on Amud Beis different types of food items based on the fact that the Mishnah differentiates between a tavshil, that is those things that come along with bread, that are put on bread, in contrast to a thicker type of food. So that will get the Gemara involved with many different types of foods, particularly daisa. Daisa is still an expression we use in Eretz Yisrael today, and that is a type of porridge. The Gemara will then conclude the Yom discussing a story with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda eating daisa, and the Gemara will tell us quite a few stories about Rabbi Yehuda. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin our parak. Hanoidim min amavushol. Zok de eligi mishnah. Hanoidim min amavushol. Mutter betzli u'bisholuk. If person made a neder that they're not going to derive benefit from cooked foods, so then in such a case, they're allowed to have hana from roasted foods as well as vegetables that are cooked. Amar koinim tavshul she'eini toyim. Asar b'maisa kedeirach u'mutter ba'ovet. If a person makes a neder that they're not going to eat maisa kedeira. Now maisa kedeira, we're going to see, is also when a person says konim tavshul, is because the assumption is that this tavshul is one in which you're eating with bread. And therefore, ma'isa kedera rach is going to be aser. Umutter ba'avet, but if it's something that's thick, so then those things are generally not eaten with bread. Umutter bebeitza, as well as if a person made such a neder, they're also allowed to have an egg. An egg is normally not associated with a ma'isa kedera. It's referred to here as beitza termuta. That was actually a particular type of egg that was used for refuah, the dalas haremutza, and a type of gourd called dalas haremutza that also is not considered a tavshil. Hanoidim maisa kedera. Someone says that he's not going to have hana from a maisa kedera, so that will of course both include rach and ove. However, ein aser ella mi maisa rasachsa. The only type of food that's going to be usher is going to be something that's quite hot. Amar koinim ayori l'kdeira she'ni toyem. If he makes an eder, also bechol hamisbashlam l'kdeira. If he makes an eder, just this open eder, hayori l'kdeira, anything, not just maisa kdeira, which has particular definitions that we're going to see in the Gemara. Anything that goes in kdeira, so then anything that's cooked in the kdeira is going to be usher. Also, bechol hamispashon bekedera. Zok de the Gemara Tanya Rabbi Yoshia Oiser. Rabbi Yoshia said that someone who's neider not to have hanaf from a mavushal. Rabbi Yosi says that it is aser to eat even tzli. That's how the Ran explains Rabbi Yoshia. Hence, Rabbi Yoshia is disagreeing without the Tana of our Mishnah, Shenemar, because when a person says Mavushal, then in such a case, that could also include sleep. Shenemar, Vayivashu es ha-Pesach ba'esh kemishpot, in the description of Bnei Yisrael making the Karban Pesach in Divrei Yamin, there it says that they cooked it, even though it's obvious that they didn't really cook it. So the crux of the issue is, when you say Mavushal doesn't include sleep. The Tanakh in our Mishnah said yes. Rabbi Yoshia said
does say, excuse me, the Tanakh Mishnah says it does not include it, while Rabbi Yoshia says yes, that Vayivashu includes Tzli as well. Leimet b'hakam iflid, Rabbi Yoshia savar halacha chaloshin teira. Must be Rabbi Yoshia says that when we say that the halachos here of neder are going to be defined by the biblical use of the word, the Tan Dilan savar b'nedarim halacha chaloshin b'nei yadam. And our Tana holds, who says that we differentiate between Bishul and Sli, is today, when a person roasts, they will not say cook. At least the time of the Mishnah, they would not say cook. Roasted and cooked were two different things. So Tana, our Tana holds, Halach Achash Lashem B'nei Adam. Says the Gemara Lay, Dekulei Alma B'nedarim Halach Achash Lashem B'nei Adam. Really, when it comes to Nedarim, we follow the Lashon that people use. Mar Ki Asrei, Umar Ki Asrei. But rather, over here, the difference between Rabbi Yoshia and the Tana Mishnah had to do with their different backgrounds. Basrei de Tana Dilan, where our Tana came from, litzli karleitzli uvushel karleimavushel. What is roasted they call roasted, what's cooked is called cooked. Basrei Rabbi Yoshia, afilu tzli karimavushel. But where Rabbi Yoshia came from, they would call roasted also cooked. Vahakra nasavla, says the Gemara, then why did you bring the pasuk? If Rabbi Yoshia agrees that you follow Bnei Adam, it just happens to be Ba'asra Didei, they refer to Tzli as well as Mavushal. Says Gemara, Smachta Ba'alma, we just wanted to be Somech on the Pasuk, show that this thing, phenomenon of calling Tzli Bishul, goes back not only to where Rabbi Yoshia learns, but even goes back to the Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim. We learned in our Mishnah, Kainim Tavshil, that if a person says that he's not going to eat a tavshil, so then our Mishnah told us we differentiate between a maisa kedera rach and maisa kedera ova. When we learned our Mishnah, we explained that when it comes to something that's rach, then that's generally eaten with bread. And therefore, when a person says maisa kedera, that could have two connotations. However, the word tavshil is only something that's generally eaten with bread by people. That the Ran spells out two lines into the wide. Says the Gemara, Vamis Bashel Nadar. How come you differentiate between whether it is a Maisa Kedera or not? He used the words particularly Tavshil. So then, Ava also qualifies as a Tavshil. Amar Abaye, so Abaye tells us what we just spelled out from the Ran on the second wide line. This Tana holds that the only thing that's called a tafshul are those things that are normally eaten with bread. Vatanya, and there's a brisa that brings this out. Hanodim in a tafshul, somebody makes a neder that they're not going to have hanah from a tafshul. Also, b'chol mine tafshul, they can't eat all types of tafshul. Also, b'tzli u'b'shluk u'memuvushal, v'aser b'hitarios rakos. And it's usher to have, aside from tzli and shluk that we've described before, you can't have dluim ktanim, shacholin ochlin bahen es piton. Because the people who are sick use it for bread. In other words, here we see that the Tosefta's definition, this Bryce's definition of something, whether it's called a tavshil, is these hitarios rakos are considered a tavshil because they're used with bread. So what do we see? Tavshil is those things that are eaten with bread. Asks Zumar, v'eini, for Rabbi Yirmiyah cholash. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sick. Olegabe ahu asya, he went to a doctor, lasyua, for healing. Chazu krah dimachas bebeisai, he saw that the doctor had a type of gourd. Shav gave an afak. He took it and he left. Omar, the doctor said, Malach Moise Islay Lidim Bivesay. Doctor who had taken out the gourd from his house said that he has a Malach HaMoves in his house. Vana Iolasiu Yase, I'm going to give him medicine. All I got to do is take out this Delas. So what do we see? We see that this delas is a Michael Masukan L'cholim. So the Gemara is now asking a question. We just said that the delas is eaten with bread by cholim, but the doctor called it a Malach HaMoves. Answers the Gemara, it all depends on what type of gourd. Loikasha Habarikiki HaBa'ashuni. If we're talking about a
soft gourd, so then it's something that is helpful for sick people. However, if it is a hard gourd, then in such a case, then it could be dangerous. That's the Malach HaMavis that the doctor was referring to. Rabba Bar Ula Omar Ha Bikra Gufe. The doctor that said that the gourd is dangerous is a kara. Kara is a type of gourd. Is the gourd itself, the actual gourd. V'ha b'gavei dikra. And the braisa that says that it's healthy is talking about the inside of the gourd. Amar Rav Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda said, luliva dikra, what's inside of the gourd? Basilka is good to eat with beets. Viliva dikitana, and what's found inside flax? Bikutcha is good to eat with a kutach. The Gemara Chulin describes that a kutach was like a type of milchic porridge. V'davar zeh asa l'amra b'fnei am ha'aretz. But you shouldn't say this in front of the general populace, because what they're going to do is they're going to end up eating all of the flax. But really, flax is inside is also productive. Another answer in terms of the stira of whether the gourds are dangerous or healthy. Rava Amar Man Chulin Rabbanan. When the Braisa says that it's good for them to eat, they're talking about Talmidei Chachamim. What are we referring to? That they're referred to as Cholim because they were weak. Not that they're sick. So if they're weak, so then in such a case, the gourds are good to give them strength. Rav Litame, Rav is consistent with his opinion. To Amar Rav, only on Tamabez, Kiman Matzlinon Al Kitziri. We daven in the bracha rifoenu for people who are ktsiri, are sick, valmirei, and people who are weak. Kiman kirebiosi. Who is that like? That is like rebiosi. In other words, we're davening for people like the shita of rebiosi. The Ran explains to us that that's referring to the shita rebiosi that says that a person is judged every day. And therefore, if he's judged every day, so you need to daven that he should be well. Deduces the Gemara, Mida Amar Kitsiri Umiri, when he said specifically Kitsiri Umiri, so then he means the following. He says, Shma Mina Kitsiri is Kitsiri Mamish. He's referring to those people who are really sick, Umiri, and people who are weak. Rabbanon, they're referring to the Rabbanon. There's a famous kasha in the Shita Rabbi Yossi, it's discussed in Rosh Hashanah, that we said that Rabbi Yossi says that a person is judged every day, but the Rabbanon hold that they're judged on Rosh Hashanah. Does Rabbi Yossi not hold of the fact that Rosh Hashanah, everybody gets judged? A. B. Rabbi Yossi says we daven for everybody every day, because that's the way Rav understands it, because they get judged every day. But according to Rabbanon, so then in such a case, you would not daven every day? So that requires more elaboration that Mefarshim there discuss in Rosh Hashanah. Back into our Mishnah, we had learned that since a tavshil is an item that is eaten with pas, those things that are thick are not eaten with pas, umotur ba'ava. And therefore, the neder doesn't include thick food items. Masnisen de loy kibavloy. The Mishnah is not consistent, says our Gemara, with the way people in Bavel eat, the way they eat in Iraq. Damar bizera bavloy tavshoy d'achli lachma belachma. It was a famous expression of Reb Zera that the Babylonians are silly, they eat bread with bread. In other words, when they eat bread, they also put very, very thick things on it, and it's like they eat lachma bilachma. Amar Rav Chizda described the phenomenon. Now the Gemara begins to discuss dipping one's bread into daisa. Amar Rav Chizda, demashil lahoin. If you will ask, lahalain nakdone duhutzel, the people of Hutzel, Hadein daisa, heichin malin mikla, how are you supposed to eat porridge? Dechiti, when it's made out of wheat, belachma dechiti, it should be eaten with bread that is weighed out of meat. Vidisari,
And the daisa is made out of barley, belachma desari, with bread that's barley. O dilma, or the other way around. Dechiti, when the daisa is made out of wheat, besari, then you should eat it with bread that's made out of barley. Udesari, and when the daisa is made out of barley, bidechiti. So that was a question that Rav Chisda had asked. Rava achle bichasisi. Rava used to eat the daisa roasted. In other words, it was parched wheat. That was how he made his porridge. He made his porridge out of parched wheat. Rav Baravuna ashkele Ravuna. Rav Baravuna found Ravuna de ka'achel daisa be'etzpa ase. He was eating this porridge with his fingers. Amalei amai ka'achles marbiyade. Why are you eating your fingers? Amalei hachamer Rav. Daisa be'etzpa usa. Rav said that if you eat your fingers bisim, then in such a case it's going to taste sweeter. V'choldekein bitartin, and certainly if you eat it with two fingers, v'choldekein bitlas, and certainly three fingers. It's not so clear to me why the fingers make the daisa more sweet. The Mefarshim do give some complicated but interesting explanations to why that is so. Another interesting ha'ara is that the Shita Mekubetzes explains that this famous line where Rabbi Zeira said, Bavloi tipshai, dochli lachma bilachma, the silly Babylonians that they eat their bread with more bread, that they eat daisa with lechem, that wasn't just an observation of that he doesn't agree with their breakfast of champions, but rather he is saying that the bracha on the bread doesn't exempt the bar mina mezonos on the daisa. Because if it's something that's not the derech to eat with bread, so then the bread does not exempt it. That approach would say that our Gemara is teaching us halachic things. Obviously here it's harder, in this last Gemara, it's harder to understand what, first of all, what does it mean that it is sweeter, and what is there a halachic implication of the Gemara? Amalei Rav Chia, Rav L'Chia Brei. Rav said to Rav Chia, his son, Chein Amalei Rav Huna L'Rabba Brei. And also this is how Rav Huna instructed his son, Rabba. Mizamnim L'chal D'meichal Daisa. If they invite you to eat Daisa, Ad Parsa, you should travel even a Parsa distance to eat it. Lemechal Bisra, Detura, if they invite you to eat bread of an ox, Atlasa Parsan, even travel three Parsaos. A Parsa is a little bit less than a mile, and the point is that a Daisa is not as filling as meat. That Daisa will fill you, this is how some of Farshim explained, for a mile, and a meat will fill you for three parsos. Either way, clearly, he should go further to get meat. Amalei, Rav L'chia Brei, v'chein amalei Rav Huna l'Rabba Brei, kol meida'am lo tiflot, kamei rabach. Every type of food that you eat, you should swallow and not spit out when you're eating in front of your Rebbe. Levar, but there are two exceptions. In other words, spitting out is not respectful, with two exceptions. Levar min kara v'daisa, when it comes to a gourd, and when it comes to the dish daisa, shehin domin lipsilta shel aver, because they're as serious as lead. In other words, if you imbibe it, then it will be like lead inside of the body. Vafilu kmei shvar malka plot, and you'll have to spit it out, even if you're eating in front of the queen, Shvar Malka. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, chad ochel daisa be'etzpa asa v'chad ochel behutza. One ate, as we learned above, with his fingers. We said above that it's sweeter. And one ate with a piece of wood. Amalei da'ochel behutza da'ochel be'etzpa asa. The one who was eating with wood said to the one who was eating with the fingers, Ad mosei atam machileini tzavoseich. How long, or tzoasech, how long are you going to feed me with the dirt of your fingers? Amalei, the achel be'etzpasei l'dachel behutza, the one who was eating with his fingers said the one who was eating with the wood, Amasei atam achileini rokech, how long will you be feeding me your spit. In other words, and this is the explanation that some give in terms of the sweetness part, that the when one eats daisa, there is, for some reason, a lot of spittle. That spittle goes back onto the wood, which if both of them are eating together in one dish, which was the case over here, so then in such a case, then the spittle, which the Gemara assumes, these Amoraim assume, is more likely to stay attached to the piece of wood, a type of spoon, as opposed to, or a chopstick, or when compared to the fingers, in other words, it's more likely to stay attached to the chopstick, so then in such a case, then the spittle is going to go back into the daisa. Good idea not to eat from the same plate. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aisil Kamayu Biluspin. They brought from Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, a type of fig that's called Luspin, that is still hard and difficult to digest. Rabbi Yehuda Achol, Rabbi Shimon Loyachol. We're on the first wide line. Rabbi Yehuda ate, Rabbi Shimon did not eat. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, my time lo achol. He said, why do you not eat? My time lo achol mar, Amalei Rabbi Shimon, Elu, Ein Yotzen, Bibnei Me'ayim Kolikri. These types of foods get stuck into the intestines, they don't get out. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shekein, Shenisma Chalein Lamachar. Certainly, then I will eat it tomorrow. In other words, if they get stuck there, then the nutrients are more likely to get absorbed into the body. My wife is a nutritionist, and I have to ask her if we understand this based on the science today. Gemara continues three lines in. Rabbi Yehuda Havi Yosef Kameh de Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Yehuda was saying from Tarfin Amalei. Rabbi Tarfin Hayoyim Panecha Tzuhuvim. He says, you look yellowish today. Amalei Emesh. He said, yesterday, Yatsu Avodecha Lasade. Yesterday, your servants, he says to Rabbi Tarfin, your servants, Rabbi Tarfin was wealthy. Rabbi Tarfin is also the same Tana that we learned about how he took care of his mother in a very degrading fashion, despite the fact that he was wealthy. Back to our story, Rabbi Yehuda says that your servants went out to the field, ve'vi'ilanu, and they brought food back to the yeshiva. Ve'vi'ilanu tradin v'achlanum below melech. They brought back tradim, are types of turnips, maybe beets, one of the two, v'achlanum below melech, and we ate them without salt. V'imachanu b'melech, and that's why we are yellowish. V'imachanu b'melech, kol shekein shayu pneinu tzuvim. And if we had eaten it with salt, then we would have even been more yellowish. That's the story. Amra ahi matrinusa. The Gemara now tells us a few stories, as we mentioned, about Rabbi Yehuda. Now that we spoke about the story with Rabbi Yehuda turning yellowish. There was, Matronusa means a royal woman. She said, Amrahi Matronusa Yehuda, Moire Viruri. Excuse me, Moire Virove. You are paskining a shayla, and yet, at the same time, you are, Rove means you are full of liquid. Here it means you're drunk. So how could you paskin? We know, of course, that it is usur to paskin when a person is drunk. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda responded, you didn't read the situation properly. Hemnusa biyadi dahi yisisa. Believe me in front of this royal woman. In other words, believe me in front of yourself. Ita imna, the only time I drink. El kidusha vavdalta varba kosi de pischa. The times I drink is kiddush, havdala, and the four kosos of Pesach. V'chugri tzidi. And I tie a bandage, a cloth, on my head, mina pesach ad atzeres. Why? Because he had a terrible headache for the wine. My father, Shlita, used to quote this Gemara often, describing how it was hard for him to drink wine on the night of Pesach. But here we have a source that Rabbi Yehuda drank wine, despite the fact that he had headaches that my father described as well. So therefore he responds that what you're seeing in me is not the correct, is an incorrect read. I'm not inebriated, rather, see, here's something amazing. You want to know someone who's always jolly and good mood, as if he had a good drink?
Ela chochmas adam toyer panav. The reason why my face is shining is not because I need an artificial substance. Reb Ron Spiegel, may he have refuah shleima, used to emphasize this from Reb Shamshur Fal Hirsch, that the iser of shisuya yayin for a kohen is because we believe that we're made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being able to reach the highest of spiritual states that we're supposed to reach with the kelim, with the abilities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And therefore, someone who uses any type of enhancer to feel better or anything like that, so then in such a case, obviously there are issues of psychiatric drugs and so on and so forth. We're not talking about that. We're talking about drinking wine. So then in such a case, or for that matter, using drugs to induce a artificial situation. So then in such a case, that is in violation of the Tzel Melekim that Kadosh Baruch Hu has created us. And Chachmas Adam, the Chachma, the joy. Wow, this is so beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah that lights up our face. Amar Le'ahud Stuki L'Reb Yehuda, Panecha Domin, your face appears to me that you're so happy. Why are you so happy? An amazing Gemara. He says, why are you so happy? It looks like you're so happy. Either you're someone who charges with interest and you're very wealthy from that. Or you're so wealthy because you raise pigs. Raising pigs was also a very wealthy pursuit. Amalei Bihudai. He said, no, that's not true. Bihudai tarvayu asirin. For Jews, these things are prohibited. Here you see a source of referring to themselves as Yehudi. There's also Rabbi Yehuda. Ela esrim v'arba beisa kisei islim beisa an beid midrasha. There are 24 bathrooms between my house and the beis hamedrash. V'chol shav v'sha ani nichnas l'kol echad v'echad. That I go into the bathroom to clear myself, and therefore I'm not constipated, and therefore my face is shining. Rabbi Yehuda karozel beid midrasha shakul gulfa al kusve. When Rabbi Yehuda would go to the beis hamedrash, he would take a barrel on his shoulders. Amar gedola melacha, he said he was doing work by schlepping something to the beis medrash and so on, and he said great is work shemichabedes es baleo. So notice how Gemara is having many stories. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, that it brings honor to those who own it. In other words, it's not a problem that I look like a working man and I don't look like a distinguished rabbi. Gedola melacha shemichabedes es baleha. Beautiful thing. Rabbi Shimon shakil son al kaspe. Rabbi Shimon took a basket on the shoulder. Amar gedola melacha shemichabedes es baleha. He repeated the same idea. Debaisu de Rabbi Yehuda, the wife of Rabbi Yehuda, nafka, she went out to the shuk, noktis amra, she took wool with her. Avda glime dehutvi, and she made a very nice garment. Kanafis l'shuka, when she went out to the shuk, mischasleba, then she covered herself with it. She used it to wear it. She went to the shuk and she made it. Then she wore it. Kanafik Rabbi Yehuda l'tsluye, and when Rabbi Yehuda went out from his house to davening, havi mikase, he would use this garment, umitzle, and he would daven it. Vekan mikasebe, and when he would cover himself, havi mivarech baruch sha otani mi'il, and he would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for covering him with a garment. In other words, the Gemara here is describing the poverty of Rabbi Yehuda, that they just had one garment that he and his wife would share to use. Farshim explained that the reason why there is no iser of lo yech li gever al isha v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha, the iser of beged isha, is because that only applies to those things that are worn particularly by men or particularly by women. However, a type of shawl like this was worn by both men and women. This is the explanation of the Marsha. The Masifta makes an interesting reference, and it might be kedai to look into this halacha lemaisa, that the Bach says that if one is wearing the item simply to protect from the cold, then in such a case there wouldn't be an iser of lo yilbash. The Gemara continues, Gozar Zimnechad, the one time, Gazar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Tanisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel decreed a fast day, presumably because rain had not come, or there was some type of other tzara for the tzibur. So then Rabbi Yehuda lo asa, Rabbi Yehuda didn't come. Lebeit Hanasa, he didn't come to the Beis Hanasi where they were davening for the Tainis. Amrilei said to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that the reason he didn't come, lo islei kisuye, he was so poor he didn't have a garment. Shadalei glime. So then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sent him, Shimon Gamliel of course is the Nasi, he sent him a garment, velo kilbi, and he didn't accept it. Deles tzipsa, he picked up the tzipsa, dali tzipsa, he picked up the tzipsa, he picked up the machzeles, when the messenger of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is there, v'amar l'shlucha, and he said to him, l'shliach chazi ma'ika, see what's underneath. What was underneath? It was full of gold coins. Ran says that he made a nisim, a nace. Miula nichale desani behadin alma. But, and this is a theme that we see in many, many instances in Agadita, but Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't want to derive benefit from this world, and therefore I don't want to take the coins, nor do I want to take the garment that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel has sent me. So the Gemara concludes bringing out the poverty in Rabbi Yehuda's life. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Memtes in Maseches Nedarim.